Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Well, Hank Williams Jr. there. We got to see him Saturday night. My four-year-old, who now has his favorite song, is Dinosaur, by the way. Yeah, I know. I took a four-year-old to a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band Hank Williams Jr. concert. But it seems to be his thing, and there's a lot worse influences out there. But I digress. Joining us now on the line, he's the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. You get to hear from him every Tuesday on the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. But John Wall is with us. Chairman, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. And don't worry, a good Hank Williams concert is far better. Unfortunately, some of our state libraries, I don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, and he is a regular at the Fairhope Public Library, by the way. So we have to be very guarded when we go in there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, unfortunately, so. Although, hopefully, very soon we'll have that taken care of. So, it's always to me, it's always so shocking when I hear anyone mention something about not having the desire to protect children, because it doesn't matter what kind of point in history you look at, society has always made a priority for children, innocent children, from hard concepts of life, like letting them have childhood and just keeping them safeguarded from some of this stuff. And I can't believe the modern culture we're in, how they're abandoning that record that we have throughout world history.
Let's start here, Chairman, and talk about what's going on in Los Angeles and the politics of it. I know it's kind of tangential, but I don't necessarily think this is a loser for Republicans. I think for once you feel like, especially after BLM and the summer of hell of 2020, and just being told you have to stand down, you have to accept what they're doing, and the blows just kept coming and coming, and the media would just shut people down. Even some on the right, some right of center media did that. But I tell you what, it feels like the Trump administration is handling this the way they are. They are, for better or for worse, they are giving the base, their voters, something to kind of cheer on. I think this is a net positive in that regard.
Oh, I mean, look, I think definitely. And this goes past even just the Republican base. This is an issue that America overwhelmingly needs to secure the southern border. We need to protect the integrity of our workforce, our jobs for American citizens. And there needs to be a legal process that should be respected and not just abused. And that's what's been happening for years. The Democrat Party has been standing up for open borders, illegals flooding into our country, taking American jobs, breaking the law. And so I think this is a classic example of how the Democrat Party has gone so far left. To the point you don't even recognize it anymore as a party that loves our country or respects our American traditions, our American values. And it's not just in this area. You see, we were just talking about some of the woke policies, the pushing of horrible, sexually explicit and woke things on our children. That issue is incredibly unpopular across the board with the American public as well. So I think we're seeing the Democrat Party double down on their same flawed policies that lost them the 2024 general election. And I don't understand how a party can be that out of touch with the American people, but it is good for the Republican Party.
Yeah, and then I agree with that. And I think kind of watching this as it's unfolded, the media and the media is my barometer for where the Democrats and the left are, but you're just playing the hits of yesteryear. And I don't think the I don't think it's really working for them. They're trying to do the authoritarian thing and make a big deal about the National Guard or Marines or whatever. And you know, you could talk about the morals and the ethics, but I think to the average person in wherever Arkansas or Kansas or and they're looking at this and they see the Mexican flag flying on or somebody flying the Mexican flag standing on top of a graffitied burnout police car, there's no real excuse for that. And then they can try to like sugarcoat it or however they want to, but Trump doing what he's doing and acting decisively is probably something that's going to resonate.
Oh, 100%. Look, we all come from different ethnic backgrounds, right? My family were immigrants. But you don't see me out there flying my ethnic background flag. You don't see me going crazy. And I think this is what it comes back to. We are America. If people want to come through the legal process, immigrate to our country and become Americans, speak English, accept our culture, accept the Constitution and freedom and this grand American experiment, we want them. I personally, the Republican Party, have always been pro-legal immigration. But what we don't want, and this is a classic example, that there are people who break the law. They're flying another nation's flag. That's their first priority, their first love. It's not America, it's Mexico. And if that's the case, I don't think that person should be a citizen. We want citizens of the United States to put America first. And it's the exact same thing we want out of our leaders. We want leaders. We want elected officials to put America first and put our citizens first. And I think this is a classic example that showcases firsthand exactly what's wrong with the Democrats' policy, why we've gotten to this point, and why it takes a strong, bold leader like Donald Trump to start cleaning this up.
Well, they hyperventilated over January 6th and convened a special House committee, a select committee. I mean, they milked everything out of the whole January 6th incident that they could. And now they're trying to downplay what your eyes are showing you here in the city of Los Angeles. And I don't think either one of these are good. January 6th was not good for Republicans, clearly. But right. They can't do it. They can't have it both ways. And I think people, they may have short memories, but their memory is long enough to remember the 2021 January 6th experience.
Well, I mean, look, this goes back to the mainstream media, the Democrat Party, have a double standard that is almost unbelievable, that anyone who's intellectually honest could actually argue and debate the things they do. Because you're absolutely right. Whether it was the Black Lives Matter protest before January 6th or this, you can't call one a peaceful protest and the other insurrection. And I think that it's the disingenuous of this that has woken the American people up. It's the reason they don't trust the press anymore. I mean, look, right here in Alabama is a classic example. The liberal press in our state are literally flipping out about the possibility of Tommy Tuberville becoming our next governor. They're panicking. They can't stand it. But they don't debate the issues. They don't talk about where he stands. They don't talk about what's best for the public. What they talk about is they try to go to personal attacks. You know, he's bombastic. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's a football coach or he lives in Florida. You know, there's all these things, but none of them are targeted towards the issues or how we make the people of Alabama's lives better. They're all personal attacks, and it's all the mainstream media has. Double standards and personal attacks.
Well, it's not a winner for them. And I was talking about this before you came on. They're just not, and I don't know how they get away with it and how they stay in business, but clearly, at least with AL.com, you look at it, and it looks to me like there was like the marching orders were given out. Like, hey, you're going to hit Tommy Tuberville with everything we got. And I guess it's like
and I feel like I was involved. I was in that same spotlight, right? Like it's any strong conservative, the leftist media is going to target.
Yeah, but it's not. They're not getting any return on investment, no matter what it is. You, Tommy Tuberville, you know, the Alabama Republican Party, libraries, whatever issue, every time they stake out a position and they go really, really hard in the paint on it, they lose. They don't have, I mean, yet the only thing I can think of them winning in recent memory is the 2017 election. I mean, maybe, you know, they got a little involved with Maryland Lands up in that race, but they don't, they have an abysmal win-loss percentage.
Well, and look, AL.com attacking you has almost become a badge of honor within the party ranks. And more importantly, you ask how they, you know, like expect to gain market share. They don't. They've lost market share. They don't longer have any print papers. But you have to remember they're owned by a company. They're not Alabama based. Like their root company here is actually from New York. And I think that's very telling. This is not an American or Alabama values publication. This is coming from outside our state attempting to influence what Alabama thinks and does.
And it doesn't. The media in this state, and I would say this about the TV stations to some degree, they don't. They're writing now for a national audience. At least their online presence. Maybe their broadcast is maybe a little more tempered, but in general, it's the clicks and like the go to is like writing things that are worldview is very left of center. And you don't get a fair shake from them, but you know they may think maybe it's just to get an audience in New York City where population tends to be a little more blue. I don't know, but the state of Alabama, at least within the state of Alabama, it doesn't move the needle.
I agree with you 100%. I think this is something that the mainstream media, whether it's AL.com here in Alabama, whether it's MSNBC, CNN. What we have lost is any journalistic integrity. No one goes, hey, wait, if January 6th was an insurrection, what about these riots? It's all one-sided. It's all biased. And the American people have seen through it. I think if I could point to one thing that has happened through the last, say, 4 years since COVID, it has been that the mainstream media is not trustworthy. And as long as they continue this double standard and obvious bias reporting, that reputation is going to continue and people are going to more and more grow in their distrust of media. And in a way, that's sad because, you know, you look back on history and you wish you could trust to get both sides from the media. But we're losing that journalistic integrity and it's becoming a slugfest and a propaganda piece for this leftist movement.
Joined by John Wall, he's the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party here on the program. Let's talk about the election cycles kind of coming together. Not so much, not expecting a very competitive gubernatorial Republican primary, but that Senate seat for the Republican nod is it looks to me like it's going to get very interesting.
I think it definitely is. You know, I think we could see multiple candidates join several positions up and down the ballot. The U.S. Senate, probably the hottest item on the ticket for 2026. You know, a couple of candidates already out there, and I expect to see a few more. I wouldn't be surprised to see, I know Barry Moore is concerned. I wouldn't be surprised to see his name pop up. You know, Caroline Dobson has been rumored, John Merrill. So there's a lot of fairly big names that could still get in this race.
Yeah, and it's just it'll be an expensive race. These Senate seats, when your cycle's led by the Senate race, you know, you get a lot of D.C. money coming in. But what do you think? Just generally speaking, not necessarily about a particular candidate, with a guy like Tommy Tuberville at the top of the ballot, what do you think that? How do you think that shapes the Republican primary?
Well, I mean, look, I think you got two things. One that concerns me, one that excites me. I think Tommy Tuberville is a fighter. He's someone, you know, a close ally of Donald Trump. He's going to pull out, you know, conservative voters. And he's going to really lead the ticket. I don't see him right now. I don't see him having any serious competition. I think he's in a very strong position. The thing that concerns me is he's also polarized. And I could see Democrat voters coming out, and because we have open primaries, voting in the primary election, you know, voting in the Republican primary. And that concerns me because this is why it is so serious. The discussion and the debate between open and closed primaries. Like, this is not hypothetical. We've seen this happen in the past where Democrats have bragged about coming over into the Republican primary and voting for the, voting to choose the Republican nominee. And I think that's incredibly disrespectful. And I think we should oppose it. So that also is on my radar. I think we could be looking at record turnout if this race continues to go the way it's looking.
Well, it's not just like speak openly. It's like front page of the New York Times. Remember with the Whatley race,
that's right.
So like they're got any movement on that? Any, I mean, we talked about it at the time, and I know former Congressman Brooks now was really trying to lead the charge on that. But what's your anticipation there?
Well, look, I've always been a supporter of party registration. I think it is, if you look at the blue states, the strong blue states across the country, like a lot of states in New England, they have party registration and stop Republicans from coming over to vote in the Democratic primary. And I think red states need to look at that model. I think it would be healthy. I think it's something that Republican voters should be voting the Republican primary, and Democrat voters should be voting the Democrat Party, period. And we need to look into every option to help make that happen. The debate is ongoing. It is going to be a long-term thing. It's something that's not going to be able to be put in place for the next election cycle. But hopefully at some point, Alabama will take the lead in securing our primary ballot. And this is a type of election integrity for me, making sure that only Republican voters decide who our Republican nominee is.
Chairman, we got to get out of here. Folks want to find out more about the Alabama Republican Party. How might they do so?
Well, we always like to stay connected. All major social medias, we are at Alabama Republican Party. And then, of course, our website, algop.org.
Chairman John Wall is Chairman. Chairman, thanks again.
Always good to be on the show.
All right, let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Carry on.